welcome, Father Bali. And we are welcome. I know that you have joined us. In the AFF, to be part of the community. Honorable Matubu is what? Matubu is a councillor now.
Yes.
He wanted to be a mayor anyway, Matubu. When he left us, we thought that we were going to meet with him as a mayor. He wasn't there. He nearly made it, but he has to work again a little bit harder for the next 10 years. Thank you very much for joining us, and really, we should call deal with the agenda. It's a very brief agenda. With an agenda that first we want to consider the minutes, and then consider the committee program, and also consider the public hearing program. Public hearing on the traditional leaders. I hope Nyamos we have read some of the comments already on the traditional leaders. Can we start our meeting? And then go to apologies, then apologies. An apology.
Apology from Mr. Flynn White in attending the AFF conference.
Flynn White is in Bloemfontein attending the conference. Another apology. Okay, other colleagues, I think they're on their way. The agenda presented for your consideration. Can we move to our minutes? The copies. The five set of minutes. Four. Five sets. Okay. If we should introduce our colleagues, I think we must every next following meeting we should have minutes.
Mm. Okay, just on a clarity, six sets of minutes for a year and a half. There seems to be a lot of minutes missing between March 2015 and March 2016. I don't understand. I mean, there's absolutely no minutes, and then there should probably be in the region of 20 sets of minutes here.
Can we make a simple proposal, colleague? That we leave the sets of minutes to start to work on them. We read them in our next meeting, then we consider that would assist you. You must be strict with minutes, colleagues. Yeah. Very, very strict on them. They are recorded. They must be correct. They must be adopted. Because if we don't do so, we will take a problem in terms of the minutes and the I think the minutes are easy. Okay. has moved to Portland. Quality program, page one. You don't have a copy? I think the whole month of it, you know, October is about now. But in our next meeting, before even dealing with that issue, then we'll adopt it in all of it. And then members are given enough time. I think they will have copies now. We have six sets of these. And then look at them in our next meeting, adopt them. I think it will be eight or seven or nine. Page one, if any problem with page one. Any view with the page one for full of committee program for the 4th term, generally, it's just meetings with entities of government. We don't have many entities. I think there are five. How many?
Six.
We call them in, look at the report, dates are there. When we should summarize the report, when we should finalize the report, what we do. I think that's fine. Let us move to page 2. Page 2, week 24 to 28 of October. Critical of us on that given, but it's far better for us to prepare ourselves and enter into this discussion. We have a discussion with office officials here in charge of parliament that we need November to work on the particular. item that is on the agenda, once we have agreed with the move, remains at public hearing for the entire going all over. Because if there's an urgent meeting in the parliament that needs all of us, I'm sure it will come back, but go back to the public hearing. That's the program that we want to propose. It will be until the 2nd of December. We have to take another week in December to call up in the future. There will be about the 2nd week of December when we can attend Parliament. But we'll look at it another week.
No, thanks, Chair. But on your program, Chair, especially the provinces that got structures, I accept the proposal that there might be two groups. But on those provinces that got structures, I don't know how can it be coordinated, Chair, that almost the entire team goes there. Maybe we just prioritize them as the first where all of us can go to it, and then we can do the others as the constitution requires. But really the one that's got structures, I think it would be very important for all of us to be party to that, to those ones.
Chair, I'm not sure what's meant by structures, because my concern when I wrote the letter to you was that the communities are not allowed or not being given an opportunity to input, particularly on the traditional leadership side of the bill. This bill affects both traditional and Khoisan leaders, and the traditional communities are not being given an opportunity. Now, it's all very well to talk to the House of Traditional Leaders, but we need to talk to the people on the ground as well that are affected by this. But I'm happy with the program that's been presented here, the program for the public hearings. I do have some concerns about the committee program, and if we can just go back to that for a second, Chairperson. There are a number of things that we are basically striking off the agenda, including an update on the integration of amalgamation of municipalities, which I think is quite critical. The progress report on the IUDF. And look, the Stats SA 2016 community survey we could probably push out to next year. I don't have a problem with that. But there are some other issues that I think we need to add on to our program. For example, the status of Section 139 interventions, which we haven't reviewed in over a year. And there are municipalities, as I said in Parliament last week, that have got new councils in place now, but are still under administration. And it's not giving those councils an opportunity to govern in their municipalities. If they are under administration before election, then you have an election, then they're still under administration. The new council hasn't got an opportunity to govern. So that's the one issue. The second is, there's been a lot of talk from COGTA about an amendment bill to the local government legislation, to the Structures Act and the Systems Act. We've seen absolutely nothing as a committee, and I think that we should be looking for an update on the progress of that amendment bill when it's coming to this committee, what they are proposing, and what we can look for in that. And the third thing is, tomorrow here in Cape Town, there is an FFC and SELGA activity on local government financing. Now, unfortunately, I can't attend it, but I would have loved to have been there. But I think it would be very valuable for this committee to have a briefing on local government financing in general, options, way forward, etc. Because I think what's coming out of this program would give us a lot of valuable input as a committee going forward. So those are some of the things that I think in our program we need to consider. And while I think that the whole month for the traditional and Khoisan leadership bill is a good move, I do think we may have to schedule additional meetings in October and possibly early in December to cover some of the items that I've raised.
Okay. First, a proposal by Mpetro that in these five provinces that we've identified, that have sizable number of the community quite inside. The entire team must go there. And then simply mean that we have to squeeze some time. And then when we go to Kaltim, to Malang, but the five KZN, Eastern Cape, Free State, Northern Cape, Western Cape, the entire community goes there. That's what we need to have a proposal. Is that what they're proposing?
Yes, sure.
And then we split them to two to go to these other four provinces. I think that is fine. I don't see a problem. Okay. And then Melham Pond is raising that from now until the end of October, we've got only 3-5 entities. They take about 30 minutes, truly speaking, but there's nothing new that are going to deliver. We can squeeze some of the pond that we are raising within October. Because there are five entities, with an affecting board, Iswate, Salka,
Linguistic.
Which one? No. Yeah, those ones. They take 2 minutes, really, truly speaking. All of them. We can have enough time to deal with other issues there. I think we should try to squeeze it, you know, in October. Every week in October we must meet. If we have to have longer meeting, we should do so. That's because colleagues who are serving this committee, they're serving this committee only. Mm. This is your situation also, my friend. That all of us who serve in this committee, we serve in this committee only. We don't serve in another committee. Brandy?
Except, I mean, also in ethics.
Oh, the ethics is fine. You meet once a year when members are not declaring. And then sometimes they want to take you to court. It's Melham anyway, that's for both. They take you to a court. I think we can accommodate it. Just to ensure that we take the point that Melham is raising, we put them on our calendar. Because that's five or four entities, I think five. Then when they come, they can't take more than 2 hours. We can just plan our sitting a little bit longer. I think the secretary is going to capture this and the team work out a program by the 28th of October. We should have met with all those that you want to meet. And then the fiscal one, I think Kumar will also be available. He's always available. We call them in the discussion. And then tomorrow, because we are invited, all of us as members, I think we should go. Salisa, we should go just across. And anyway, you know your city better. Have a discussion with Salka, and then I think it would be a very interesting discussion. That's very bad that Melham cannot attend. I'm not sure where you are going. And you have to write a letter to your party. We request Melham to attend. You request Melham to attend. And I think it's very important to engage in this area. He has also raised the issue, briefing on Matamashi, dealing with their Section 39 issue. I think let us put it on our agenda. It's doable. All of us, we sit in one committee. We can meet from 10 until 5. Time is given time, probably. We have discussed this thing. Everyone says committees can meet even on Saturday and Sunday if they want to do so, just to ensure that they finalize their work. I think we should meet for longer. Okay, I think we have to accommodate all the issues there. Department on structures and systems, just to take us through really how far away. Because a lot of things that have changed, you have to change. And that's fine. And then it seems on the committee program as it's drafted for public hearing, 1st to 26th November 2016. The proposal is made that we have to rework it a little bit for the whole committee on the five provinces. And then we split into two, then to deal with Gauteng, to Malanga, Northwest, and then Limpopo. Melham, you are already endorsing the program? Any other issues that you wanted to raise on the program? Chalisa, you're fine?
I'm still covered.
You're fine. My phone, you're fine?
We are not going to standard form. There's no traditional leadership in standard form. We are going to rural area. Honorable Malule, Honorable Mamtanda. Okay. I think the problem is accepted by the community. Then it's going to be presented to officials of parliament. They will look at it. And then everything should be arranged now for members to start planning. They need to get along. A whole month already, just working on public hearing. Hopefully, we won't have a strike. And then cancel again the program because staff is a strike. Mm-hmm. We don't know when we go, who's going to assist us. And I think we can be able then to work it out nicely. Okay, on this one, we agree. The committee one is accepted. The minutes, we are going to deal with them in the next meeting. The three sets of minutes, I think we'll also be in touch with the Melham on some of the issues that we have raised. Can we do it that way, colleagues? Members are going to be informed before the end of the month about the detailed booking, everything. Those who are working on the actual movement, please just make it work, and the colleagues who are from these provinces. And I also hope that we have approached the district when we are going to be, and we have approached the provinces themselves to be part and parcel of this. We don't go to provinces, they are cocked at there, doesn't even know whether we are there or not. Just communicate everything, because if they want to be part and parcel of those public hearings, they should be welcome and have a discussion. We must not land in any province when they don't even know that we are around. We should be there, work with us until we leave the province, have thorough discussion. On the bill, I guess that let us read as much information as possible. There are too many critics for the bill. It's important for us to really take it into consideration. I know that the team that we got to court member. The rural dialogue, what is that one? DR, development, the rural development agency type of organization. They've already said that in some of the areas in the deal, they won't pass the master of court. I think they are already preparing. One of the accusations is that we are enhancing Bantu stand boundaries. I think let us read that article and then develop our approach on the article. We'll try to get exactly, there's an article, I think the researcher will get this article and then give it to our members, because it's a very detailed one. People are doing a lot of research on this. Because as we go and engage, I think the NGO sector that are going to come there, they may oppose to being on other grounds. I'm in fact taking us to court. I think Mohale will take us to court for the land restitution bill. She has already indicated in her that if the bill is like this, she will take us to court. And then we must prepare ourselves very well for this bill. And then work on it. And that. Yeah. Colleagues, any other issues, Mayhem, I will find? No. Have fun. Okay. Kalita are fine. Staff is fine. Preparation then for this. We've done the best preparation. It's very clear that Melham, our approach has been that we are dealing with coins. But the point that people are raising is that now, even if you deal with coins and only, in terms of the bill specifically, but there are also a lot of issues around traditional leadership. And I think in many other provinces, that is going to happen generally. The mining sector, those communities there, there's a lot of problems generally around the traditional leadership issue. We read the article there, I think the researcher gets it, and then give it to members, because we have to prepare ourselves very well. Because it seems a lot of lobbying teams on the ground lobbying against this bill that you are trying to propose. Therefore, it's going to be a very difficult exercise. Can we thank the members and the agenda meeting? Thank you very much, colleagues. Invited for tea. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Bang and Brother Bang is organizing some party one day.
One day. And then he says if you come to PE, the
team
is off.
The team will go
to the team. He says, he'll show you what a real government looks like.
You start reading it otherwise.
Ngiyakuleka kodwa la ngihleli khona.
Hayi, uyazini.
Angisukumela.
Uye uzenza inkosi nje yazi.
Ana ngiyamse. Kana ngizwese simakhosi.
Lalela.
Ungakho nje umdawu asalapha.
Inkosi bakwamthetho, bahleli kanje umthetho
wasonto vele. Onyambose la.
Abonyambose. Kodwa ngisaphili. Mara kuhle yazi ukuzazi lezi.
Kakhulu.
Kuhle ukuzazi. Angithi sengisho abafowethu mani masibabalele. Mani yazi ukuthi kwa omasonto omadlokela, ogwenya, bashela
Okay.